begin first with tennis and the Czechs' last hope in the women's singles at the Australian Open. 16-year-old Nicole Vaidisheva has had her run cut short. On Monday, the talented Vaidisheva committed 34 unforced errors and was easily routed by experienced number 3 seed Frances Amélie Mauresmo. The 26-year-old Mauresmo, an Australian Open finalist in 1999, downed the Czech in a lopsided 6-1, 6-1. Afterwards, Ms. Vaidisheva expressed dissatisfaction with her playing, saying she had won what she had expected to win, but clearly had hoped for more. On the other hand, having made the last 16, Vaidisheva bested her third-round appearance at Melbourne last year by 1. In ice hockey, Czech players added fuel to wins in the NHL at the weekend, especially for Jaromír Jágr's New York Rangers, looking for their first playoff spot in just under a decade. On Saturday, New York winger Petr Sikora lifted the Rangers in a shootout versus Boston, giving New York the 3-2 win. A day later, the Rangers again dominated, this time against New Jersey. David Brucha's power play goal in the first started the team in the right direction, and both Jágr and Rutschinski had assists later in the game. In the end, the Rangers downed the Devils 3-1. Brucha's goal was his 24th this season. Elsewhere in hockey action, Ottawa Senator Dominik Hašek again proved he's in top form ahead of the Winter Olympic Games. On Saturday, the Dominator, nominated along with Tomáš Vokoun for the Czech national team, stoned the Toronto Maple Leafs 7-0. Speaking of the Olympics, the Czech's national roster for the upcoming Winter Games in Turin, Italy, can boast the most Czech athletes at the Winter Games ever, 82. That's 4 more than competed at Salt Lake City in 2002. Czechs are hoping to do well in an array of different sports, with the game starting on February 10th. Besides ice hockey, where the Czech bookmakers have ranked the Czech team second only to Canada, Czechs will hope to do well in cross-country skiing, ski jumping, and the aerial freestyle, where Aleš Valenta won gold 4 years ago. That's the end of the sport. Now, on Saturday, Roma activists and their supporters